Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something that I've been doing a little bit of a series on buying and selling a business, divesting, either acquiring or divesting of your business, and what I want to talk about now is based on the survey question that we ask, a poll question we ask on our website and in our newsletter recently. As you know, we do this every week. If you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can, on the right there, you can see a new poll. Every week is a new one, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And so recently, we asked about what you were going to do when you left your business, what was going to happen to your business when you left it the last time. And as you know, every founder gets to decide when they'll start their small business. I made a decision. I actually know the moment that I started my small business almost 25 years ago. And so we all get to decide that moment, but not so much how we leave. When we exit for the last time is a little less in our control, isn't it? I looked around. I've talked to experts. There's not really any comprehensive research that breaks down the different ways small business owners divest of their business, you know, in terms of percentages. But I've spent a lot of time, many decades, working with and observing the small business sector, and based on that experience, I took the responses that we got from the poll question, and I want to talk about those. The question was, what will be the most likely exit scenario from your business when the time comes? In other words, when you're gone, the day after you leave your business, what will be happening to that business? Almost a third of our folks who responded said, I expect to sell my business to a new owner. It was a little over 30%. Said, I expect to sell my business to a new owner. I actually thought the response would be more than that. Maybe the economy is making people think a little bit on a little bit less likely scale. But sadly, this expectation is as low as I think it may be. It actually doesn't match reality at that number. The business brokerage industry reports that the success rate for selling a business is approximately 20%. Now, that's 20%. That means 1 in 5 of those who want to sell their business. That's not 20% of the universe, but 20% of those who want to sell will actually be sold. But more small businesses would be viable candidates to sell their businesses if they operated more with professional systems, practices, and record keeping, instead of like a lemonade stand where they buy stuff and they sell stuff and they hope things work out. So if you want to increase your ability to sell your business one day and walk out with a check or some long-term income, operate your business more professionally. Operate it in a way that when somebody is looking at your business, they can say, yeah, I can step into this and be successful. That's the key, not just hoping it'll happen. 14% of our sample, about 1 in 6, said, I plan to convey my business to family members. Now, I thought this would be higher, but the historical experience for family businesses is to go to first generation, that 30% will do so. So the records show 30%, but our sample was only about half that. So if our folks are representative, it sounds like that going forward, the likelihood of businesses being conveyed to children, let's say, is not as good as it has been, as a historical records have shown. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. The younger generation feel differently about family businesses, I think. And another reason could be that the children just can't afford to buy the business. Because, you know, if you're the founder, I've seen where the family wanted the children to take the business, but they couldn't come up with the money, and the owners needed to cash out. So they actually sold it to somebody else while the children watched. This happens, folks. There were 6% of our folks who responded said, "I'll probably just lock up one day and not come back," meaning the business will have no value and I'll just close it one day. Unfortunately, like those who expect to sell their businesses, this number is probably not reflective of reality. When all small businesses are taken into consideration, from sole proprietor to those with more critical mass, most small businesses at the end of the road will just turn the lights out one last time. More than 6% will do that, unfortunately. The largest group, though, in our respondents came in at 49%, who said, "I probably won't retire. I'll just go out feet first." That's kind of what I'm that way. I think I fit in that category because I love what I do, and I think that's the reason why. This response was intended to be a little bit of dark humor. I write these poll questions, but it was a little bit of dark humor. It was intentional because I wanted it to cover two areas. Number one, for those who believe they'll work until they die, like me, but also for those who love their work so much that they don't intend to retire. I'm in that category. I really don't plan to ever retire because I love what I do. I'm going to try to find some variation on what I'm doing right now, all the different things that I do. I'm going to try to find some variation, stay active, stay relevant. That's what I want. And I bet a lot of you do too. In any generation, this group and the ones who will just turn the lights out are will probably be more likely to be the very large group of business owners, the ones who will just turn the lights out and the ones who will basically go out feet first. That'll be the largest percentage, I think. One thing's certain, the relationship with your small business one day in the future will be your last in your business. What's your plan for that? That's the question. If you develop a plan, you can be a little more in control. 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.